So I just want to say a few words. Okay, so Amnesty International's head, Irene Khan, recently visited the Northern Territory. She said that the intervention is stigmatizing and disempowering an already marginalized people. And it's still continuing. She said that for a country which by human development standards is the third most developed in the world, which has emerged from the global financial crisis comparatively unscathed, such a level of poverty is inexcusable, unaccepted, unexpected, and unacceptable. In the heart of this first world, I found scenes more reminiscent of the third world. This is, in her words, morally outrageous. Like everyone else, she has insisted on the need for genuine consultations. That's what every single expert has always called for. That's exactly what the Northern Territory did not do. And in fact, if you look at the original authors of the Little Children a Sacred Report, because that's what they said they responded to. They said they responded to the Little Children a Sacred Report. Listen to what the authors of the report said. Pat Anderson and Rex Wilde were the authors of it. Pat Anderson said, "There is no relationship between the federal response and our recommendations. We feel betrayed and disappointed and hurt and angry and pretty pissed off at the same time." Okay, so the first page of the report makes its recommendations, and it says, "We have specifically referred to the critical importance of governments committing to genuine consultation with Aboriginal people." That's exactly what didn't happen. That's exactly what these sham consultations from June to August were not. Okay, and then once again, they go on and on. "The thrust of our recommendations is for there to be consultation with and ownership by the communities of these solutions." Now, the government has consistently lied about every single report that they've had into the intervention and all of their responses to it, because no report has ever said anything positive about the intervention. And if you look at the draft report, which was handpicked by Macklin to investigate what happened, they said that the impact of the intervention was like an experience of violence itself. Okay, and whenever the government's propagandists tell you that these issues are really complex, that's their way of blaming Aboriginal people for the problems in the Northern Territory. The draft report, which Jenny Macklin picked, and she had to change it because it was so politically unacceptable for her, said they blamed dysfunctional government service delivery and the chronic failure by all levels of government to provide basic services to Aborigines. And they said that these were the key determinants of all that was wrong with Aboriginal communities. That's what they don't want you to hear. Instead, they just want to control Aboriginal people's lives and take away their rights. And it's a disgrace. If you read just on an average day, the Sydney Morning Herald, they write, there is a worm called strongyloids. They write, "It is a national disgrace that this entirely treatable condition may infect as many as one third of the Aboriginal people living in remote communities." That's what this doesn't address. There's the case of trachoma, a disease of poverty, and is now unknown in developed countries except Australia. That is what the intervention is not. That is not what it is addressing. And instead of changing it, they are simply extending the hated income management measures, which the consultation showed were an absolute. They were hated, and they had a so-called independent moniker called Circa. And what Circa found is that the government's reports on the consultations, which were supposed to find out what Aboriginal communities wanted, they found that the government consistently, that they didn't register the level of anger, that communities spoke passionately against income management measures. And these are what are continuing and what they're going to apply all across Australia from 2011 if we let them. There is a lot more to be said. It is all a complete disgrace. To say a bit more and add her expert knowledge is Larissa Behrens.